The Free State Department of Health confirms three laboratory confirmed malaria cases from a single household residing on a farm in the Lukof area of Letsimeng Local Municipality in the Xarip District, a non-endemic malaria area. The cases were identified and are being managed at Mediclinic Hospital in Bloemfontein. There is no reported recent travel to malaria endemic regions among the affected family. At this stage, Odesian malaria, an infection from a mosquito inadvertently transported from an endemic area, is suspected, while the possibility of the rare local transmission is being investigated. With deep regret, the department confirms that a 53-year-old man passed away. Two additional family members have been diagnosed, an adult woman, 50 years, and a 23-year-old man, who are clinically stable and receiving treatment at the hospital. To protect patient confidentiality and in line with the protection of personal information, no names, exact addresses, or other identifying details will be released, and we request that the media respect the family's privacy request. The Free State MEC for Health, Mr. Munyatso Mahlatsi, conveyed his condolences and reassurances to the public. We extend our heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family during this difficult time. The department has activated a comprehensive clinically guided response to protect the public and prevent any further spread. Our teams are implementing evidence-based measures, including instituting enhanced surveillance, targeted vector control, prompt diagnosis and treatment. We are working closely with national experts to ensure that all interventions meet the highest clinical and public health standards, and at present, the overall risk to the public remains low, said the MEC for Free State Health, Mr. Munyatso Mahlatsi. The provincial and district outbreak response teams, supported by the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and the National Department of Health, are conducting case investigations, environmental assessments, and enhanced surveillance. As part of risk communication and community engagement, the community health workers and health promoters are conducting health education, active case finding, and risk communication in the area. Screening has commenced in the affected area, including surrounding farms. Healthcare providers across the Free State and neighboring areas are advised to maintain a high index of suspicion for malaria in any part presenting with acute febrile illness, even in the absence of travel to endemic regions. Clinicians should manage suspected cases according to the national guidelines, initiate treatment without delay, and notify malaria as a notifiable medical condition within 24 hours. Members of the public who experience fever, chills, headache, body aches, nausea, or unusual fatigue should seek medical care promptly. Residents are encouraged to reduce mosquito bites by using appropriate repellents, wearing long sleeves and trousers from dusk to dawn, and removing standing water around homes. The department then asks communities to cooperate with health teams working in the area. The Free State remains a non-endemic malaria province, and the overall risk to the general public is currently assessed as low. Further updates will be provided as investigations progress and as additional information becomes available.